Hi, everybody, and welcome to another Storyteller Snapshot. This time, we're in full Technicolor. It's Taos vlog number 2.
Our faces weren't that offensive last time, so we're starting to do this again. And we've got a guest joining us this time. We've got General Manager of Q44 Theatre and actor extraordinaire, Anthony Scundi.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Pleasure.
Now, we are, of course, deep in the inner workings of Q44 Theatre Company at the moment, drinking tea.
Drinking tea. Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And, of course, Q44 is in the depths of rehearsal at the moment for their upcoming production of Shining City by Connor McPherson, which is coming to us in November, very soon. Now, Anthony, you play one of the leads.
I do.
A fledgling therapist, Ian.
Yes.
In Q44's production of Shining City. And Nick, you play a supporting yet complex character.
Yes, I do.
Young Lawrence.
Young Lawrence, yeah, I'll go with that.
That'll work. Yeah.
Now, guests of the podcast will have heard a little bit about this production from you over the last couple of months, Nick. Mm-hmm. But Anthony, I'd love to hear in your words a bit of a snapshot of what the play is all about.
I guess if you go directly to the synopsis, it'd be about John. So he's a recent widower. His wife was recently killed, and he's claims to have seen her ghost. So he's coming to Ian for some help dealing with that trauma. Ian, of course, like a lot of good therapists, are probably dealing with a few of his own demons. But like any person, really, we've all got our stuff, and I guess that's where the other two characters also fit into it. It's not only this these therapy sessions between John and Ian, but with Nick's character Lawrence and Madeline French's character Nisa, who is Ian's girlfriend or partner. So it really follows these four people. And some of them fleeting encounters that they have and how the struggle they have to connect, the struggle they have to find their identity, just to even just understand themselves.
Wow.
And that's for me, as a snapshot.
That's really well done. And what I want to move straight on to is Connor McPherson, the writer. So Connor McPherson is considered one of the, great contemporary playwrights coming out of Ireland, Connor. Yes. And I can attest to this as well as I'm sure you can. His writing is complex in its structure and also keenly sharp on its sort of view of the human condition and social conditioning.
Amazingly so.
How have you found working with the writing?
That was the first thing that struck me when you read it, when you pick up this play. I mean, one, you have to read it in one sitting because it's impossible to put down. But the intricacies of the dialogue, which is a blessing and somewhat a curse when you're trying to work on it because it is so it is so specific, but it's in those specificities that he really taps into what it is to be human,
and it just jumps off the page. Doesn't it?
It does.
When you read it.
Oh, absolutely. And then when you get it up there and start working with it, you just let the writing do the work.
Well, let's talk about how you're working with it, because of course Gabby Rose Carter, who is the director, was our storytelling guest for podcast 10. So we understand a little bit about the character development process that Q44 continues to develop. But what are some of your key personal challenges been investigating Ian as a character, and how have you overcome those with Gabby?
Yeah, sure. I guess it links into what we're all about, really, with Q44 as a whole, and it's a dedication to ongoing professional development and training as an actor. And so you're constantly working on yourself to get yourself out of the way, really. And that's, I guess, it's the challenge with any character, particularly this. It goes so, as we were saying, the writing goes so quickly and easily to the soul of all the characters and your people. It's going to hit you personally.
Yeah. And it is a deep play.
Yeah.
But having said that, there's some beautiful, funny moments in this too that I think the synopsis doesn't do justice sometimes.
And that's it. And you sort of get caught up in all that, the really deep and that stuff. But it is, it can be quite hilarious. And I mean, we've been in stitches in rehearsal and it's, so it's a joy to work.
Nick is quite hilarious to work with.
Well, it's the writing, but thank you.
But so are there aspects of the character are there elements of the character that you find are challenging you in ways that you haven't been challenged in your acting work before?
Certainly. You're exploring. So for Ian, a big part of his through line is finding his identity. And for me, who I started training as an actor a little bit later than perhaps others did. So I went to uni and did the Bachelor of Commerce and Economics and all of that, and have the corporate job. So. Yeah. For me personally, finding out that's actually my identity was and continues to be a bit of a journey for me. So that alignment was
fantastic.
Was strong. Yeah.
And of course, Nick, you talked a bit about how this character has challenged you on the podcast. Mm-hmm. What have you discovered about Lawrence now that you're in rehearsals that you weren't aware of on your way in?
Once again, it's about personal development as well as the character, and it's this idea of. Well, Anthony actually said it, identity. And the boxes that we put ourselves in as human beings, whether it be through religion in this particular case, whether it be through your own personal views on the world, your viewpoints. I think what I've found with him is that, you can read this character as a really downtrodden character, but I think in the end there's this really beautiful hope within him, that this ascension, essentially, that I think... we're really exploring right at the moment, which is this idea of it sounds like if you knew what the scene was about, I'm not going to talk about it on this because you need to come and see it.
Absolutely.
But it's really easy to just go to some really dark places. And yes, that has to be done. But there's also, why is he in that room?
Yeah.
Little hint, but why is he in that room?
He's in a room. Spoiler alert.
I know. That's all I give you. There's things around identity and social conditioning that I think I'm really starting to explore with a lot more with Lawrence as a character.
Yeah. Mm. And in terms of your voice as a storyteller, Anthony, what do you feel that this production, particularly as the general manager of Q44, what do you feel like it allows you to say to society, or what impact do you feel the theatre company is having through this production?
The importance of mental health is a big one for us. It's set in, a therapist's office, but really there is a stigma around mental health out there. So it's one avenue that we can say, look, you're not alone out there. There's lots of people who can struggle with that, whether it's major or minor, and that there are avenues to help. And through that, we have a Pay It Forward initiative that we're aligned with the Black Dog Institute, where people can buy tickets for someone who might not necessarily be.
Is that for all the shows?
That is for, the shows. And then we'll donate a portion of those Pay It Forward ticket funds to the Black Dog Institute as well. Right. So that's one area. Another one, and relating to the identity and the social constructs that can constrain you, I guess, as an individual, it's really that... dare to know what else is out there and what you are, what else you can do for yourself. And if you feel this, it's not quite right.
Yeah.
It can be scary, but take a chance and see what's out there and who knows what can happen.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It seems like, particularly with the conversation surrounding gender at the moment and all forms of gender identity, particularly with female roles in the art that we produce and stories we tell and female roles across the board. But it sounds like it's a really important thing that we're also looking at identity for everyone and what avenues males have to talk about those things and deal with those things and be part of that conversation.
And I think that's a really interesting point because there is... I think every character in this particular play in some way probably bucks those stereotypical trends, especially these two characters here. There's, if you think of the normal male character that you might play, this is not that at all. And I think it's we're almost flipping that on its head.
Absolutely.
So this idea of the male identity, what is that, is probably a big theme in this as well,
as well as
the female. And we'll talk about this the other night. Women's roles that are written as nice or whatever it might be. This is certainly a role that Maddie's been able to sink her teeth into and deliver something maybe a little bit unexpected for people, which is really, really cool to see on stage. And Sebastian Gunner, who is playing John in this, which is a mammoth of a role, and he's just doing such a fantastic job.
Brilliant. So yeah, it's amazing.
A mammoth role.
If anything, come to see that because I tell you, it is quite remarkable. It doesn't matter which character is actually up there. Mm. It is universal from a human sense.
Yeah, correct. Well, Shining City, I'm going to give it a plug now. Here we are. Shining City's actually opening on Tuesday, November 8th, and it'll run all the way through to November 27th, which is a Sunday. So you've got a good little period of time to come and watch the show.
Yes.
It's happening at Q44 Theatre, which is 550 Swan Street in Richmond. And if you want to get a ticket, you can go onto the website, q44.com.au, and grab a ticket. So there's still a few tickets available.
Still plenty of seats available. Great. So get in there and book now.
Fantastic.
Well, thanks, Anthony. That's great.
So that's it for our first storyteller snapshot vlog. And just as a final goodbye message, we have a quick update on the Taos bookmark that we talked about on the podcast this month. Just to let you know, for anyone who hasn't had a chance to listen to our fantastic interview with Bryce Ives yet, we do also talk about a little gift that we have prepared with the fantastic visual artist and guest of the podcast, Bethany Smith. We've designed a bookmark to thank you for listening and also to hopefully help support us to produce the podcast each month and continue our investigation of Australian storytelling. So we will include a link to where you can check out the bookmark. And if you please, purchase one to support the podcast and share our creative journeys.
Yeah, we think they look great. So, you know, it just might help you look cool out in the street, whatever it might be.
While you're reading books, while you're walking.
Well, correct, indeed. So please get involved with that. And thank you. Until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on...
thanks for telling that to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us on the Act of Storytelling.
Oh, yes, great. All right.
It's not really necessary that we all clap together,
it just brings the spirit up.
And help support us. That's it.
Yes.
I think that was perfect. I've done this before.
As she takes a sip of tea. 1, 2, 3.